Not only will some ships stay dockside, the St. Lawrence Seaway itself will open 9 days later than last year, on March 31st. Duluth Seaway Port Authority Trade Development Director Ron Johnson says it's a sign of the times.
So it's a pretty tough winter all the way around. The demand for ships to move in and out of the system is not there to begin with, so there's no sense, you know, opening too soon if there's not going to be the business.
Of the dozen ships wintering in the Duluth Superior Port, some will get underway right away, but Johnson says others will move out later, while still other ships may stay tied up. Lake Carriers Association's Glenn Nekvasil says many of the 65 Great Lakes Fleet vessels don't have sail dates yet.
The important thing to remember is that although we're going to get off to a slow start, nobody is scrapping vessels, so the capacity is going to be there. All we need is for the demand to come back.
Nekvasil says the Great Lakes shipping business is a signpost of the nation's overall economy.
You have to understand, ships do not create demand for cargo. They meet demand for cargo. So as soon as we get our steel industry moving again and our car plants working again, that should translate into increased cargo on the Great Lakes.
The Canadian Shipowners Association president also says that side of the Great Lakes will be substantially slower for the 68 Canadian flag vessels, but he can't say how many will stay in dock as the shipping season gets underway. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.